At school board hearings, in town meetings, from church pulpits, and in scientific journals, the conflict between Darwinism and creationism has sharply divided many scientists and religious evangelicals. But leading scientists and religious leaders have recently set aside differences on how the world came to be. They've joined forces to protect the Earth's future. Today, NPR News kicks off a special week-long series, Crossing the Divide.
I'm a uniter, not a divider.
Partnership, not partisanship.
Disagree without being disagreeable to each other.
Crossing the Divide segments will air on NPR shows throughout this week, looking at ways people across the political, racial, economic, and social spectrum in America work together or fail to. NPR's Rachel Martin has our report on the scientists and evangelicals who are working together to protect the environment.
Richard Cizik is the vice president of the National Association of Evangelicals. He believes God made the world in a matter of days. Eric Shivian is a biochemist from Harvard University who maintains that man evolved from matter over billions of years. Shivian says before meeting one another, Cizik may have thought of him and other scientists as
latte-sipping, Prius-driving, endive-munching, New York Times-reading, you know, snobs, and we might have seen them as Hummer driving, Bible thumping, you know, fire, hellfire breathing,
snake handling fundamentalists who.
Unlikely allies? Perhaps. But that's exactly what they've become in their mutual quest to fight global warming. The two men have launched what they're calling a dialogue between leading figures in science and religion, specifically evangelical Christianity. They're not pushing any specific legislation, but they're trying to raise the public profile of environmental issues. Both men are actually sipping lattes at a restaurant a couple blocks from Capitol Hill. And sitting across the room is someone who could help their cause in a big way.
This is my friend, Richard.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
They've spotted Senator Hillary Clinton finishing up a breakfast meeting in a booth in the back. It's an opportunity the men can't pass up.
Well, I have followed what you have done.
Thank you.
Such
thank
great
you. Thank you.
Admiration and interest.
Thank you.
That
well,
is so exciting.
We're counting on you to champion this. We know you will.
I certainly will.
5 years ago, Cizik never would have been seen lobbying a Democratic senator on environmental issues. Like many evangelicals, he saw the environment as a, quote, liberal cause that prioritized the needs of plants and animals over those of human beings. But after attending an environmental conference at Oxford University in 2002, Cizik says he had a revelation.
I came away from the event absolutely convinced not only of the science, but that I should do my part in this, in helping to persuade other evangelicals of their rightful role.
Over time, Cizik says he began to see the connections between the so-called life issues that are so important to evangelicals and preserving God's creation.
If coal-burning utility plants emit, you know, nitrous oxides, mercury in particular, which then is transmitted into our rivers and lakes of the country, eaten by fish and transmitted to pregnant women who pass it on to their unborn babies. Now, isn't that a sanctity of life issue? Of course it is.
Cizik and Shivian say the alliance is a win-win situation. Evangelicals get the scientific credibility they need to bring this message to worshipers. Environmentally concerned scientists get their message to tens of millions of evangelicals. Among those embracing this new alliance is Edward Wilson, a Harvard biologist and a famed secular humanist. After a press conference last week, he said this kind of collaboration hasn't happened until now because both sides have been afraid of each other.
The secularists are afraid of the power and the potential bigotry, as they see it, of the religiously dedicated. The religious conservatives see the secularists as the enemy, wanting to carpet bomb their most basic beliefs. Now, we're both discovering otherwise.
But make no mistake, Cizik and a handful of other religious leaders are still minority voices among evangelicals, and Cizik has been heavily criticized for allegedly diluting the Christian agenda with his environmental crusade. Even so, Richard Cizik and Eric Shivian say if more people from both science and religion would sit down together, as they are doing here, and talk honestly, they'll discover surprising common ground. and, as Shivian describes it, a universal, even divine truth.
We all breathe the same air. We all drink the same water. And our children will especially be dependent on this world that we leave them. And so if we leave them in an impoverished and unhealthy world, we have committed not only something that's foolish, but it's deeply ignorant and morally inexcusable. And we're saying that together.
And to all of that, Eric, my friend, I say amen.
Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.